Hey guys, I hope you got your peach ready because we're jumping into episode 1 and 2 of Real Housewives of Atlanta season 10. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I live it how I get it. Come to motherfucking get it. I pull it with a lemon. Not cause she ain't living. It's just your eyes get acidic.
Yes. What do you think of this song? She's getting me ratchet. Living for it. Hey guys, we are covering Real Housewives of Atlanta season 10. Season 10, 10 years in our ratchet lives. Can you believe it? Yes. And we have the OGs back. We have Nene. We have Kim, who we are yet to see just yet. But we're back, and we got new taglines, guys.
Yes, we do.
Do you want to go over them? Let's talk about that.
All right, we got Nene.
Oh, wait, before we get started, I'm Sanders Kennedy, and you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at JustSandsWorld, and I'm going to introduce to you my shady panelist.
We don't get that follow. Yeah. What's up, guys? My name's Drew Jones, and you can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
Hey, you guys, I'm Erica Edwards. You can follow me every place at Erica D. Edwards.
Hey, guys, Leanne Castillo here. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. And check out my spot on Curb Your Enthusiasm tonight on HBO and in the upcoming film Las Marias, premiering everywhere in January.
Yes! Check it out!
Let's go!
So, yes, now we can jump into the taglines. I got so excited. I'm like, those taglines were everything.
They were so good. All right.
He's an eager beaver.
Eager beaver.
Oh, yes.
So we got Nene, the queen herself, saying, 10 years in the game, and I'm still the tastiest peach in Atlanta.
I can relate.
Mm. Right. Okay. Portia, friends come and go, but family is forever. We'll get into that. Cynthia, age is just a number, but like these, these cheekbones are timeless.
That is true.
Go
yes,
off.
Yes, it is. Cute. Girl.
Candy, don't mess with the boss because you might get fired.
Savage.
Truth.
Kenya, while some were saying I can't, I was saying I do.
Okay.
And my favorite, Sheree, call me a bad server because I always spill the tea.
So, which ones stand out to you? Which one's the worst and which one's the best?
Candy's is the best one. She's savage. She's back. She's letting you know. She's setting the precedent. I don't hang out with anybody and I don't like anybody.
Ew. What about you?
I think Sheree is the best because she does, that's like her job. That's all she does, spills tea and, you know.
That is her job.
Has a storyline. But yes, she's all about spilling tea.
Oh, yes.
And the worst would be Kenya and her mystery marriage.
Yeah, I
that
agree.
Would be the worst for me.
Yeah.
Trying too hard.
Definitely. I feel the same way. And we both agree. We love charades where it's like she's always spilling the tea. Or she could have went with, I'm not a chef, but I always stir the pot. Like, that would have worked with her, too.
Yes,
she's always stirring that damn pot.
But
and
she owns up to it. So I'll
It's
the only thing she has going for her.
Plus, I feel if you tell her something, you know she's telling everybody else. So
absolutely.
That's on you.
Oh, yeah.
That's on you.
And then, of course, I wasn't really feeling Kenya's tagline.
I wasn't feeling Nene's.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know.
It's all right.
I
it's
saw
just
her
like,
booty in first episode. That thing was peachy.
It is peachy.
I feel like she's the OG, so she's got to...
She is the OG. She's got a big head.
Well, yeah. A big head and a smaller nose.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get into that. So we're going to start with episode 1, and we start off with Nene and Cynthia and Kenya making a surprise appearance in the house, and Nene's over the top, of course, and she's just talking her mouth off, and Kenya doesn't want to give the name of her new husband. What do you think that's about? Do you really think that she got married? Do you think it's real? She's showing off her ring, but, you know, the ring doesn't mean a thing sometimes, so let me know what you think about that.
I'm saying I got rings in my jewelry box. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, like, I just think it's weird. Like, she just does everything so extra. You could have just been like, you know what? I'm not trying to give his name out right now. I'm not just, his name's Baby. I call everybody Baby. I call my mom Baby. No, I don't call my mom Baby. I call my friends Baby. I call my cat Baby. Like, that's everybody's name. Just be upfront with it. Be like, I'm not trying to give his name out right now.
Yeah.
Stop, I don't know.
Stop being nosy hoe.
Yeah, and for the record, his name is Mark Daly. That's his real name.
And that's an issue I have because it's been in the blogs that she's gotten married. It's been on Instagram. It's been out for a while. There was debate about whether she was coming back to the show because her husband wanted to be in the show. All this. I'm like, tell us his name because we're going to Google it anyway. And since you always have mystery relationships that aren't real, or maybe they're real, I don't know if they're real.
Walter.
But exactly. You know, so, yeah, just tell us if you
It's
really
still
are.
On the blogs. Like, there's still stuff going on. I just heard just recently that he won't sign the papers to actually appear on the show. Like, till this day, he still hasn't signed anything.
Oh, yes.
If you don't sign anything, you can't appear on camera. So, it's still in the blogs. I don't really feel bad just because you knew what you were getting yourself into. We'll get into that later. I did love the over-the-top entrances. Nene was cracking me up from the beginning. This last episode was a little bit boring, but the over-the-top entrances were amazing.
Now, Nene was all open arms for Kenya. What did you feel about that?
A little fake.
Yeah.
Real fake.
But whatever. You want to start the season out smooth. I get it.
I think she wanted to get in her business. So you can't be nosy and True. Be mean. So yeah. I think she was nice to her and be like, well, now tell me about your
exactly.
husband.
Exactly. She was yeah. trying to exactly. get the tea.
And yeah. she was still throwing that shade. She was like, oh, yeah. cheers to what? okay, girl. Okay. Now... I'm happy that Nene and Portia have a storyline. That's basically, they don't like each other. Because it seems like there's some miscommunication, and Portia, to me, seems a little bit stubborn. She's that young girl, and like Nene said, we're like sisters. I would say more like mother and daughter. And Nene's petty, Portia's stubborn, and they just are not seeing each other. Do you think this is going to be a long storyline they're going to go with?
I don't think so.
I think it's all kind of overplayed, and if you're going to bring up stuff from last season, like, at least, I don't know, I just thought it was, Nene didn't actually instigate for the very first time. She was asked a question, and she responded.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And she didn't use the word fired, so let's just be
yes, let's,
correct about
let's
the facts.
Let's go over again.
Insinuation
what was
is everything,
said.
But she didn't actually say the word fired. But you know what? Everybody was kind of against frickin' frack at that time. She lied about something crazy, and we don't just believe that Portia was innocent. I don't.
Nene has the tendency where she'll say something and someone will not say it verbatim, but they'll say the same exact thing essentially, and Nene will try to tie everybody up on the fact that she didn't use that word.
Well, then use the correct word.
She said, Andy said, who would you let go of? And she said, frickin' frack yeah. or frickin' fraud.
It's the same thing as fired.
Exactly.
It's
if someone at your job tells
thing.
You that you're let go, you're fired.
Exactly.
And you're Nene, right. That's true.
Yeah, Nene wants to play with those words like, oh, Peter, I didn't call you a bitch. I said you're acting like a bitch. Nene,
yes.
We called her into your game.
She's the queen of it, and that's why I love her. Yeah.
But I think Portia's just going to hold on to this because I feel like it's not really that much going on with Portia outside of her beef with Nene. So she's.
Plus,
she
wants to keep playing, like, the victim, you know what I mean? I felt a little bit like Candy and Todd when they were, like, having their little moment. I'm like, acting class. Like, you knew a little bit deep inside that Phaedra was dirty, like, from the past episodes. Even Nene brought it up. Like, you went and talked to my half-sisters from, like, 8 years ago that you can never win with your dirty when you're dirty. And Phaedra is known for being dirty, and she was finally exposed. Mm. Sorry, boo. Fix it, Jesus.
I miss you, Phaedra. I miss you.
I miss her little shadiness.
I love it. Yeah, I was gonna say, I do miss the messy, but...
I mean, yeah. Frick or Frack or whoever Portia is, she misses her purse.
Yeah, I am missing Phaedra also, and I was reading the blogs, and they're saying the fans are missing Phaedra too, so...
Missing that booty.
Yes.
We might be missing Phaedra, but can we honestly... Are we really missing Phaedra and Portia together?
No.
They were not authentic. They were like, nee! Screaming and...
Whatever. I love around. Those one-suit jumpers that they have with those names on the booty. Okay, we got
it. The real friendship. Yeah. Come on, the real friendship. Like, when the cameras go away, like, what's really there?
I only miss Phaedra for her reads, because I will never Thank get you. Over the Kenya read from a couple seasons ago.
The reunion, right?
I think where she
more
said...
More?
Yeah. Where she said... where she's talking about Kenya looking for a sperm donor.
Oh. All you're going to know is that your baby daddy needed $10, so he ejaculated in a sperm cup to get him a 50-cent pizza. Something like that.
All I know is...
You don't know if he's going to be
extra. Because she's the shadiest.
Yeah.
I'll miss that. But I think Nene's going to pick it up for us.
Yeah, it's glad that Phaedra can win, like, readings. Hopefully she can win a case. So,
Nini gets dark, too. She can get really, really dark. I'm not always on a Nini team, but she's really light. So, like, everyone relax, because she's really being light right now.
True.
Yeah. Really light. So, moving on to Sheree. She comes in stirring that pot real strong.
Wearing the wig from Storm, looking like X-Men.
That's what I have on my paper! I swear she looked like she got electrocuted. It's dry, like... It's like, no bushes. No.
It's bad.
Yeah, so do you think, like, that's her... I don't think that's going to be a storyline because we saw episode 2, but do you feel like she's genuinely wanting Portia and Nini to get along, or she's just trying to stir the pot?
No, she's always playing, like, I want to play peacemaker / let's stir everything up. That's what she's known for.
I think if you have... Because this is a group of messy women... I think if you have, someone has to be the peacemaker, she's picking it up. Why not have fun with it? She's enjoying herself being the peacemaker, you know? Like,
she's good at it.
Exactly. Plus, I like
that she likes to bring everything out to the open in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. At an event where we all here, not whispering behind your back. Let's bring it up
you
to the front.
You can't say she's fake.
Exactly. But you got to admit, sometimes it's not the right place or the right time. At Cynthia's 50th birthday party for the 6th time.
Yeah, but it's like such a big venue. There's a lot happening. There's a runway, red carpet. Go ahead and fight.
She said this is boring. Or this party is boring as hell. So
exactly. Thank you.
Like, this is a nursing home, so we.
Someone needs to take their fake leg off and throw it in the middle of the room.
Like, yes,
we need
New
some
York.
Like, liveliness.
Yes,
100%. Yeah, since we've all dressed up like Cynthia, what was that about?
Who do you think won that competition?
Candy.
Candy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Candy
sure.
was
yeah.
given, and then she gave me. Was that Beyonce trying to be like Cynthia? Because I know Beyonce had the things in her hair, too.
Who did it first, Cynthia or Beyonce?
Cynthia's dress was not cute.
Tell me, leave it in the comments.
The yellow one?
I love Cynthia. She's always on point with the fashion, but the yellow dress was not flattering. You were coming out to the sides.
I love the color, but yeah, I can see.
I agree with that. I thought it was the only one. I was like, it's not fitted correctly. It's not like the thing was could have been put up a little bit
higher. Maybe it was just on too tight.
Yeah, it was just...
Can I just note, though, I would have been Mallory at the party.
Oh, true. Yeah.
I would have been like, yeah.
She couldn't stand for her life.
Love her.
Couldn't stand for her life.
Amazing.
So we're going to go into episode 2, where we see Cynthia dating a 29-year-old man going into the killer's house, walking into that killer's house, and we find out he's a photographer, and that she's blindfolding her off of the third date, and she walks into a studio taking pictures. First thing I thought was, is she getting paid for this? Because this is her face. The picture equals money. So what do you feel about her dating a 29-year-old?
I will say, I thought the date idea, if the like makeup team wasn't there, I thought that would have been kind of like a cute, because I feel like photo shoots are very intimate. You can really like get to know each other. I thought that was cute without like minus the makeup team. The 29-year-old, girl, you were 21. You were out here turning up and drinking and drunken when this boy was being born, when he's being brought into the world.
And I think that's a beautiful thing.
Go, oh, yeah?
Go. Okay. She's not a cougar. She's a panther. Ooh. And yes, I love that.
I wish she would just stop playing around and get back together with Leon.
Oh.
This is why you got divorced, didn't you? This is what we've all been waiting for. Get back together with that beautiful man, Leon and Cynthia. That is the goal. Come on.
She's still in love with Peter. She's calling Peter all the time. You're not coming to my birthday.
Oh, my God. I don't know what that's
she's
about.
She's, like, you guys, stalking Peter no more now than when they were married. Like,
no one's feeling Leon?
I actually do. I do like it when he comes.
Come on. That
I
last,
like it.
The last time he was on camera in that number, it was, like, it was hot.
He looks older than 29, and she looks younger than 50, so it might work.
No, I'm talking about Leon.
Oh.
No, she wants him to get with Noelle's daddy,
oh,
Leon.
No.
And this 29-year-old guy, I'm sorry, that was
but
not.
It seems like Cynthia can't get over Peter also.
That's
because
girl.
She's trying
she
to
doesn't need to. She's so beautiful. Those opening shots of her, the little montage, her on the lake, her shaving with the lake in the background.
Oh, that was really
girl,
cute.
You do you.
Until Peter gets his own millions, I feel like she should move on. I'm just saying.
Peter can have all the millions. Girl, you just need to stay away. Peter is
garbage. Yeah, Peter can just stay
garbage.
Stay at bar one.
That's how you really feel?
That's really how I feel.
How you feel? Say it like you mean it. Okay.
I'll at Peter, too.
Oh! Let's do that. So, it seems like Portia is going to be getting a roommate, her sister, Lauren, and...
Why don't they just come out and say it? They're getting separated, or they're just not getting along, instead of playing this whole roommate game. Like, it's always like a game. It's just never authentic with Portia.
Yeah.
It's always like a facade. Like, Yeah. Oh, we're going to get signs. I'm like, God, yeah, you're annoying.
They had a sign. They said they're going to put up signs. If the door's closed, don't disturb. And there's a baby there, so I don't know how much is going to be going on, because that's just going to be
insane. I believe
insane.
The sister when she said, who wants to hang out with you? I believe her.
I love Portia.
She's beautiful.
I think they kind of were like beating around the bush about the whole moving in thing, because that's her sister's business. It's not really hers. So I felt like she was just kind of like a big sister does. She's just protecting their little sister. And I love Lauren. I think she's like the angel on Portia's shoulder. That's
I think
like,
she is a good sister.
Yeah, like, because she defends Portia enough, but it's also like, girl, you're in the wrong when she needs to.
Yeah, she will tell Portia the truth, and she kind of mellows Portia out. She's like, okay, calm down, you're crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
do. But like, do you think, they said that they were roommates and stuff like that when they were younger, but being that they're older, do you think that this is going to mess up their relationship as a family?
If anything, working together really messes up your family.
Yeah.
So if they're good on that, they might be good
working
living together.
It's challenging sometimes,
and it's like, you don't want to see the same person 24/7. You need unless she gets a guest house, that might work, but overall, it's like, come on, like, give me my, that's just me, I need my space.
I'm interested, because, I mean, my sister and I are the same age difference, and my sister's one of my best friends, but living with her and working with her, we fight, and we're, like, thousands of miles away from each other right now, so I can't even imagine, like, I definitely think there's going to be some headbutting, but sisters can fight so dirty and then be fine 10 minutes later.
Yeah, I just feel like sometimes, like, I know there's set up scenes and like, all right, now you guys are going to talk. Like, I've actually seen them in person, like, them being shot, so I know that's how it goes down. But I just feel like sometimes with Portia, it's just too much of a facade. It's like, girl, calm down. Like, just be real about stuff. And when she's actually, like, her and stuff actually happens and she's the most vulnerable, it's when I like her the most, because there's no walls. Like, she's just raw. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, that's what I didn't like about her and Phaedra. It's just, there's always a facade. Like, it's, keep it real. It's the Real Housewives.
Yeah. And what stood out to me in that segment is when Portia said, oh, me and Candy we're okay. Well, Candy is reading her for filth. Like, what do you think is going through Portia's head thinking, oh, we okay? Like, get it together, Portia. She don't like you.
Yeah.
At all.
She don't want to mess with you.
Like, girl, I'm all for forgiving and growing and, you know, trying to make the best of things. But you accused her of some crazy...
Accused her of rape.
Of rape. Like...
And drugging.
Yeah, and the producers keep sitting them next to each other. I'm like, this awkward silence can go on for only so long.
Yeah.
Now, do you blame Portia or Phaedra more for that situation?
But Phaedra's not around, so we're only dealing with Portia.
Yeah.
The question, I can rephrase it as, do you think Candy should be as mad as to Portia as she is to Phaedra? Do you think she should give Portia a little bit of a leeway?
I think she's just reacting to the energy, and when you come in with your fakeness and a facade, girl, that's not real.
Yeah.
Of course Candy doesn't want to miss.
I feel some type of way too. Like, even though I want them to get past it eventually, like, if someone had done me that dirty, dragged my name through the mud, and like, it's really messed with my career and like my good name, I'd feel some type of, especially if you're like, oh, hey girl, I'd be like, don't talk to me.
You need to come in with your tails between your legs just for the first couple minutes.
I want you
least.
Begging for a hot minute.
I don't know, I feel like Candy can kind of hold a grudge. I mean, I think her brand, she's her million of businesses, her restaurant is sold out, lines around the corner. I think she's good, and I think she's holding on to it, kind of.
Yeah,
I
mean, you saw the grudge she held on with Escape. They're finally back together.
She doesn't want to mess with anybody. She doesn't want to hang out with anybody.
She's the one who's making the real money.
Right, she's making the bank, and everybody knows it.
She doesn't need it. But we went really deep in this episode with Sheree and the abuse, the emotional abuse. So she went to go see Jack Daniels. Now I want to drink. Who does not own a bar. He is a therapist, a life coach. And he's trying to teach her or guide her in a way that she can relieve this stress and this heartache and mental effects that she had on her for over 10 years and try to speak to her children about it. Like, did you feel for her? Did you get emotional watching that?
I was super emotional just because, one, Sheree's always like kind of like the lighter energy of the show. So to see her go through something so serious is just like, you really feel for her. And I mean, it's insane. And to have to talk to your kids about it, and for her to be so like
Like, they don't know. They have TV. They have Twitter.
But
they have Bravo. They have the blogs. I think it's a little...
But for her to...
Sorry.
But I can understand how she's, like, scared to come into it because she doesn't... Those are her kid's dad, you know? Like, she... Obviously, what he did was messed up, but she's not trying to, like, ruin relationships over it. I can understand how it's super hard for her.
But there's a way to say it. You can say, your father was a great father to you, but he was not a good husband.
Yeah.
He wasn't there. There was one point where
he was
left.
A bad father to you, and he was an awful husband. I'm
sure he was trash, and he was garbage.
Your dad was not there for a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, since we've seen him on the show, you can see where he's good and funny, and you kind of want to like him. So I can see where, if you're in that relationship, okay, you love him, but this person, you're still a victim.
I was rooting for him. I thought, I love Bob. I thought the jokes are great, and I was, like, all about it. That car scene did change everything, though.
Yeah. That changed everything.
Yeah.
I think that was the realest moment, like, one of the realest moments on Housewives that we ever seen.
I really felt for Sheree then. That was real. That was real.
Yeah.
That changed everything. Because I was really rooting for them. I thought maybe a redemption story was possible. So I feel you on that. But that car thing changed everything.
Right. No, I agree.
But the reunion, though, he said something that clicked. Sometimes people are awkward and they say horrible things. I have a friend that laughs when stuff's going really bad. He doesn't, he laughs. And my sister's like that too, actually. Stuff can be going bad, like really bad. And they'll nervously laugh and people are like, why are you laughing? That's super disrespectful. So he said at the reunion, like, I didn't know what to say. Like, I still don't know what to say. Like, I just...
But that's the thing. I do that too. Like, I laughed at my mom's funeral because I didn't know what other emotions to feel. And I thought about all the happiness and all the great things that would make me laugh. But I don't go off and say something really weird in an awkward situation. You can laugh and keep it to yourself. He wasn't forced to make that joke.
No. Yeah. I think he was just like, he was trying to recover from it. But
yeah,
I was just maybe giving him the benefit of the doubt that maybe that's a possibility. But I don't excuse what he said because, like I said, it changed the game for me.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, that was insane. And now she went to, Sheree went to Candy's house and invited three friends to reenact or practice on how she's going to talk to her kids about this abuse. How do you think she did?
How weird was that?
I thought, I love that Candy came through for her in that. Because, I don't know, sometimes Candy irks me, but I felt like right there was like a very like genuine like good friend moment. Not that Candy's a bad friend. I just thought like that was a side of Candy I really like seeing.
I totally know what you mean.
But I thought she did a really good job. I can totally understand how that's so scary. And side note, Sheree's oldest son is looking real nice. I just want to throw that out there.
Kyro.
He is looking very nice. I thought it really revealed a more sensitive, like a deeper side to her.
Yeah.
Sometimes she's stirring the tea and everybody else is getting upset, but she's kind of like, hey, you know, laughing the whole time. And this, it was nice to really see beneath the surface with her for a change.
Yeah, and sometimes,
I liked that, actually.
And sometimes they say you put yourself in other people's business so you don't have to deal with your own.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So she's probably like trying not to go that deep on the show, which will be a good storyline. It will keep her on the show, but sometimes emotionally and mentally you just can't go that far. So you got to involve yourself somehow to stay on that show.
Right.
So we're going to make a left turn to Kenya. Her joke. I can't say that word. I want to say something real bad. But she's walking with Cynthia, talking about her new husband of a few months, Mark Daly, who has a restaurant in Brooklyn, New York. Let's shout that all the way out. And how it might be, like she said, did this really happen? We want to know, did it really happen? We want to see the receipts. We don't want to see the paycheck.
The license.
The license. Isn't the license a public record? Why haven't we found it yet?
Inquiring minds.
I don't know. I can't get past a couple things. One is how you don't let your dog sleep in the bed anymore. I can't get past that. I'm sorry. But my dog comes first. And if this new man comes into my life and is like, I can't have the dog sleeping in the bed, I'd be like, then you gotta go. Because my four-legged creature comes first. My little baby, my princess fur babies at home. Like, I don't get that. That's crazy. Like, those dogs have been there for you through all those fake men that you brought around, and now you're just kicking them off to the side.
Listen, those dogs can't fill every need in her life.
And at her age, if she finds herself a husband, hold on to him, put the dog outside.
Girl. Oh, no. Keep the dog outside. What? The dog is tiny. There's room for everybody.
She had a huge bed, and those dogs were tiny.
Would you want your dog in bed with you?
My dog comes to bed with us, but she goes to bed like in her own bed when it's time to go to sleep. She doesn't stay there all night, and she's never like in bed, you know, when there's stuff going on. But. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, for the guy to just set the precedent, like, I don't want the dog in that bed, I'd be like, okay, you need to just relax because the dog is always going to be around, okay?
Yeah, and we also have to remember that they're living, Kenya's in Atlanta, and Mark is in New York, so they're barely seeing each other. So maybe it's like, he's going to be here for a week, so how about the dog can sleep on the couch or something for a few days or a few seconds or something,
You know, Kenya has an expensive ass couch bed for those dogs.
I don't know, just the whole thing with Kenya is weird, and like, I understand that she wants this love story, but boo-boo, like, it's hard for us to root for you, and I understand the hate that you get, and I feel bad about that part, but when you set it up like this where you don't want to reveal his name and all this shady stuff, like, it doesn't add up. So we can't fully root for you. Like, when Cynthia's like, I'm ready for love. Like, I'm rooting for her. I'm like, oh, I want you to have it. You're just beautiful. Like, I'm rooting for you, but you're just not coming across the right way.
You're making it real hard.
Yeah, she's so many suspect things going on. And since she has a record of not being 100% honest, we're going to question her more. Exactly. So you would think, like, you guys question me. This is the real deal. I would mail a copy of my license, my wedding license, to everybody to shut them up before they even ask the question.
I mean, on the OC, we pull out medical records.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. And he knew who she was when he married her. So if you didn't sign the contract,
that's very true.
Be on the show, at least do a cameo.
And that's the thing.
You know, that's the part that's kind of like,
boom that business up.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you have all these restaurants. Yeah. Get that name out there. Housewives is notorious for making restaurants boom, brands go up.
Oh, yes.
HollywoodLeanne.com, baby.
And this is the thing. They're already experiencing problems in their relationship because he doesn't want to be on the show, and there's exes going at him, giving old receipts on Kenya.
Y'all are just crusty.
Really bad.
Who does that?
I know, right?
Bitter.
The thirst is bitter.
Bitter Betty's.
And he doesn't want to be famous. He doesn't want to be Kenya Moore's husband, the star.
Like,
he
just
wants to be
she
low
was a reality star.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Well, that's crazy.
I feel like the hype is because he's so secretive. Because NeNe and Greg, nobody... Yeah. It's Greg. You know, he comes on, he...
Exactly. We don't hide. People come looking.
Yeah, and then it's over with.
Put it out there.
Curiosity grabs you much
Tinsley
harder.
In New York, she must have said she was arrested 15 times in the first episode because she didn't want any girls going, oh, I heard you got arrested. Oh, we looked you up. She was like, yeah, I got arrested. Yeah, I got arrested. Yeah, I got arrested. Mm-hmm. Like, put it out there, boo, because we're going to come looking.
Oh, yes,
we are. And we'll find it. Yep.
Now, do you think that if it's going to come, if this relationship is real, because we haven't seen proof yet, if this marriage is real, do you think that Kenya is going to leave the show? Because if she's not going to have, like, but people are saying in the blogs, like, if you're not going to put your husband on a show, then you might not be on the show because you're supposed to be a housewife and you're really one of the only wives. So if you're not going to be a wife on the show, then why do we need you? There's millions of other people on the show.
And not just if she's not going to be a wife. The whole point of the show is for us to see your life. If you're not showing me your life, then go back to being private. Why are you on here? I need to see something. So
The audience has been really about that lately. Like, just across Bravo shows lately. Like, if you're not showing everything, they come after you. Look at Asa from Shaw's.
Ooh.
If you hide your boyfriend, people do not like that. Like, we want to see it all.
Oh, yeah.
We want to see it all. Like, look what happened to Shannon. She put it all out there. Now her husband's leaving her.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Mm. So don't put it all out there. I'm just kidding. No, you got to put it out there. Like, you know, if you sign a contract for Bravo, you're signing your life away.
Yeah.
So you just got to be prepared and just write it out.
Yeah. Exactly. And I don't know. I feel like maybe she might stay with the show instead of her husband and give up her husband, like, and be like, I need the money.
I'm saying she's got to keep the coins.
But does she still have her Miss America money? I mean, Miss USA, I'm sorry.
money? 20 years ago.
How much money do you think they
How much money
you
get? It's called investment.
How much money do you think she got in the
80s?
$7
residuals.
It was like the 90s. It was a long time ago.
I guess I hold on to my dollars. Like, ooh, $5. I'm holding on to it.
Like these breakdowns that Kenya has where she like goes off camera. I've noticed she always calls her producer Joyce. Like,
oh, yeah?
Joyce must be like this therapist because she always narrows it down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Kenya has called for her off camera before.
Oh, yeah, because of Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the Ghost.
Slash Mr. Jim throwing rocks, right? Ooh. Breaking the garage.
I'm glad we're out of that phase.
Yeah, I'm happy that we're
moving. I'll take this over that.
Well, Matt, you know what? Nothing was worse than Walter. That was the absolute worst.
Walter was bad. Yeah. The doctor pretty bad.
Walter was horrible. I mean, they just did not look like a couple at all. They didn't even want to touch each other. At least Matt and her actually had sex.
At least made it. I don't know if it was real or not, but he definitely acted his part, and he was great. It seemed like a wonderful relationship.
Yeah, talking about acting, we need to have Portia in some acting lessons because the excuses she's giving about not going to her best friend's wedding. So Kenya, Candy shows up to this store to get like a nice African dress because Shamia is going to be getting married in Africa. Darling.
Why are we giving camera time to Shamia?
Why are we?
Can we get Kim? Like the episode was so boring. Where's Kim?
We haven't seen Kim yet.
Isn't Ava coming too?
I don't know.
Wasn't she
in the first episode for a second or something?
I thought I saw her, but I couldn't tell.
No. I'm sorry. That was another reality show I saw her in. They're really trying to make Eva happen.
I say Eva?
So we find out that Candy's going, and she's like, I guess, newbie friends with Shamia.
She threw her that party last year.
Yeah, but she's throwing that $5,000 down to go to that. Yeah, they're going that $5,000 down to go to that wedding. But Portia can't seem to go because she can't afford it, but then she can't fly coach. But
I can't fly coach either.
I have a question. And then you wrote down, I think, the illness that she has, allegedly.
It's like Vagisil or something.
Oh my.
I'm not a doctor. I'm gonna mess it up. It's vasovagal syncope.
Thank you.
And it's very common. It's self-treatable and it's self-diagnosable.
What is it?
It's a sudden drop in heart rate and blood pressure leading to fainting, often in reaction to a stressful trigger.
Yeah, so
what does it have to do with flying?
I think I got it, too.
And this is the thing.
I don't know. I can't fly coach, so I agree with her.
And this is what I think. If she really has it, then that's really sad. But I highly doubt she does. Because if she did have it, why didn't she relate to Nene and be like, you know what, you and the blood clots that you're getting, I can relate. I have this symptom, but I can't fly either. She never brought that up. And if it's not the money, then why? Yeah, first it was about the money. But at the end of the day, if it's an illness, first class, you're still up high as the people in coach. Mm-hmm. So what is you trying to squeeze into a seat have to do with anything about blood pressure?
Mm-hmm. Well, they might be able to recline in first class. And is she flying Spirit? It might depend on the airline.
You're right.
She's going
to be hanging upside down like a vampire.
You can fully lay down in first class. Like, they have beds.
And you can get up and walk the aisles in coach.
True.
Yeah, then you're that person.
I just think...
Well, then you're that loyal friend.
No, she needs to go to the wedding. I'm not saying that. I don't think she has money for first class.
That's probably the issue. Although, Bravo Dish Network pay not paying? Go. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Somebody send
her.
Why can't they pay? I don't know.
I don't know.
The whole thing is suspect. You know what I mean? I don't even know why we're talking about Shamia. I don't even know why she has camera time. We should have brought Kim in. The episode was a little lackluster towards the end. But bottom line, you should be going to the wedding. And the fact that you're not speaks volumes.
Yeah. Although I will say, Candy, like, dogging her at the table was mad rude. Like, that's crazy. They can hear you. She's sitting like three people away from you. How are you like making jokes and she's sitting right there? That was so rude.
How is Carmen still an assistant?
That part. I totally think Portia needs to get there. My best friend just got married this summer, childhood best friend, and I moved freaking mountains to make it because.
How many
mountains? All of them. And then some. And I still made it because that's your that's your best friend. Show out. Yeah. If that's your childhood best friend, you definitely show out.
Yes.
However, didn't Portia, tell you know, the whole thing from last season.
Yeah, she's not a good friend.
She's not, they're not really buddy-buddy anymore.
Well, I was going to also say that
she stated
at the same time, Shamia, this is her second ceremony for this wedding because they did something last year, which Portia was a big part of. So it's not like Portia's like completely written this whole thing off. And then also, I don't like that Shamia tried to drag Portia in front of... It's like she's trying to look cool.
That's what she should have done in private. If you're really good friends, like, you're my best friend.
But the producers the is probably is like, girl, Shamia, if you want to be on this camera, you better call it out now.
Thank you. The thirst is real. Shamia's like, I'm going to try to get my peach any way I can get it.
Yeah. Girl, you're not getting that peach, so you just...
Especially dressed like Aunt Jemima.
Talking about food, it seems like Portia wants to go vegan.
Oh my god, that was probably the best part of the show because I was looking at her like, really? Baby vegan? Is that even a term? Baby vegan?
Now, if you don't know what vegan is, that means you have no, you don't just don't eat meat, you don't eat honey, nothing made by an animal. You do not eat it, you don't wear it, you don't touch it, you don't have it in your life.
What?
Yeah. I checked her Instagram.
She's Are you sure?
She's still going?
Oh, I listened to her on Dish Network, too. She still is, like, into it.
Is she vegan the way Wendy Williams is vegan?
Thank you.
I don't know, but...
Catch the shade.
I can't.
I love you, Wendy.
I can't imagine being vegan. That sounds so sad. I'd rather die early.
And then I was vegan for about 12 days?
Minutes?
No. 2 days. I was vegetarian for, like, 32 days.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I could...
It's really hard.
I was about to say I could be a vegetarian. No, I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love meat. I'm a carnivore.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Yeah, it's like, and the shady part that stood out to me in this episode, let me know if you thought this was shady, when Portia's sister said, your eggs are like Hennessy.
Hennessy
eggs! Because Frasier wants, Portia wants to freeze her eggs because she doesn't know when she's going to be...
More like Hennessy soaked eggs.
That was so shady, and I'm living for
like,
it.
Like, they're little drinkers, like little Ciroc. Like, they drink, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you gotta you drink it up. So, it seems like all these freaking names. I'm like, I'm trying to think of her name, the model. Cynthia. Sorry, Cynthia, mind fart. Cynthia is dealing with her daughter, going away, spending time with...
Who wants to hang out in South Carolina?
Yeah.
Listen, Charlotte's kind of turnt.
I haven't been there. Exactly. I haven't been there,
but I feel like the turn
I've been there a couple times, and I've seen the men in Charlotte, and so...
I mean, let's...
Good for you, Noelle.
Let's
you
do a little Southern charm. Take me. Let's go, Bravo. Take me to Southern charm,
Do you
baby.
Think that this is what Cynthia needs to be completely by herself and start her life as a new and start dating multiple people and getting her feet back and deleting Peter's number?
Delete it.
I don't know.
Don't delete it, girl. You know. Everybody has a backslide.
I feel like she should take a little break. Like, give him a little bit of room to breathe. Like, the phone calls aren't really welcoming. He seems kind of like, what's up? Like, I'm trying to be polite, but, like, what do you need kind of thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. And as far as, like, my comment about South Carolina, all my friends are from the South, and all they talk about is how they were dying to get out, so that's the only reason I said that. No shade there. But I'm always down to go to the South. I love me a little Southern charmed.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
I'm down to go visit. Get me a plane ticket.
I'll even make a little cameo to Bar One.
Oh, well, snap. Okay.
I'll see y'all for Thanksgiving.
So it seems like we're ending the show with a big blow up, and I'm surprised it didn't get physical, because you know how Portia likes to get physical. And so Shamia confronted her head on, like the cameras walked away, and then they had to run back.
So did they go outside or what?
Yeah, they went outside, and everyone's about to leave. Candy was out. She's like, bye, I have money.
When you're rich, you can just leave.
Doesn't it mean you sign out when I leave things? Bye, I have money.
It's true. When you're rich, you could just leave.
Yeah.
Bethany does it all the time on New York.
Oh, yes. She does. So Shamia just straight out confronts her more in a heated kind of way. And it's like, are you really a friend or nah? Like, do you think that's what? And then Portia, of course, put that guard up. She completely shut it off. And she was like, well, maybe I don't need her as a friend. Like, maybe she's not that important. And it's like, Portia, like, what are you doing? Like,
Portia hasn't been a good friend for a really long time.
To
Shamia.
Do you think she's a good friend in general?
I think for Portia, family above everything, and everything else is kind of just blasé. Like, because I think Portia's an excellent family member. I think she's a great sister. I think she's a great daughter. I think the Phaedra thing probably really messed her up, friendship-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that friendship wasn't authentic from the beginning. So.
Well, I feel like she did choose Phaedra over Shamia, and that was a mistake. And she betrayed Shamia before. So now it's like she's trying to get back, but humble yourself. Yeah. You are the one who messed up. You should be apologizing to her instead of acting like, well, I'm not going to do
anything. And how about a real apology? Not, I'm sorry for the way you felt.
Oh, I
would have, but I why don't you call her out right then? Shamia should have been like, really? I'm sorry. Like, really? That's how you want to apologize? Why don't you just say, I'm sorry for what you said?
Yeah. Right. Just start, like, I'm telling you, you hurt my feelings. So there's no question as if you did. So just apologize that you did.
Phaedra was telling everyone, we all saw it, and she didn't say one word.
Yeah, and maybe if they can get over that root of the problem, which is Phaedra, maybe they might have a chance of saving that friendship.
Yeah, and they need to separate Candy from it. Like,
yeah.
Shamia needs to stop trying to impress the cool girls, and if you want to save this friendship, you need to start having some one-on-one, and you both need to come real humble to this, because I think they're both in the wrong in different ways. I'm not saying Portia's not more in the wrong, but Shamia's not innocent.
And Candy doesn't even want to hang out with none of them. I mean, she ran to Nene. That's when you know it's bad. She was exactly. like, I'm going to be fake with them. Candy clearly doesn't want to hang out with anybody.
Yeah, Candy is here for the coin.
Yeah.
And y'all just
She's
need to
about there
it.
Promoting her restaurant and making that coin.
And that tour, that reunion tour.
Because we got to be honest, reality shows these days are a way to promote your business and share a little bit of your life. But if you're smart, you promote that business. It's a free, you get paid to do a commercial.
Yeah. She's trying to be the Lisa Vanderpump of ATL.
Yeah, but she has been.
Yeah.
She is like a ringleader. Like she said before, with Andy in the room, I could take care of any mother effer in this room. She is rich. Just based off No Scrubs alone, she has made millions of dollars.
I wonder if she's richer than Lisa Vanderpump.
I used to love her show Candy Factory.
I know, I love Candy Factory.
She cranked out the hits.
But do you...
I like Candy, actually. Like, I think she's so smart. I think she's great. I think that she's super emotional. She always puts it out there. She cries at the drop of a hat. She's always willing to just, you know, go there. Even
she's
if
ready
it's
to drag people's
family,
in this bitch.
Friends, yeah. It doesn't matter. She is willing to throw it out there and get nasty.
But
with
this is
it.
The big question. What is her real storyline? Because the restaurant's not going to be a strong one. Having grudges on Portia is not going to be a strong one. Do you think she's going to have strong storyline?
They'll try to make it. This past season with OC, it was all about the entire season holding a freaking grudge and avoiding a one-on-one, Vicky and Tamara. So if Candy wants to hold this grudge out with Portia, it is very likely they will.
I just hope they stay. Like, I hope Candy's mom stays out of the picture because...
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Mama Joyce has got to
come. Mama Joyce.
Mama Joyce.
Mama Joyce.
Mama Joyce.
I love
me
her.
Too.
No. Are you kidding me? She's amazing.
I love her
Mama too. Joyce,
she's got some funny one-liners, but sometimes I'm like, wait, no, like, you gotta, great. Listen, you
when
gotta
she
stay
showed
in
up
your place.
With the veil and everything in the glasses.
Oh my god! The gift thing, and she's walking down the
hallway. Exactly. I use it all the time.
Walking through my side piece, like.
I wouldn't piss on fire. Well, I wouldn't piss on you if you were on fire. I love her.
Todd versus Mama Joyce, I'm here for it. When Mama Joyce is trying to get Buck with the other housewife, here's the thing, like, if somebody's mom is coming at me crazy, I'm going to come right back at them crazy. I don't care if that's your mom.
That's fine. Candy wasn't mad.
I don't know. Yeah. Candy sometimes gets real.
Candy wasn't mad at Carmen.
Mama Joyce is the only one that can put Candy
in. So hopefully we see Mama Joyce coming up. So we're going to jump into predictions really quick. So let's do that. Prediction time.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ooh. So what do you think is going to be happening in the next episode from the little previews that we've seen?
I predict that the episodes are not going to get interesting until Kim comes back. And it's just not just because I'm just such a huge Kim fan, but it just feels a little lackluster, and I hate when they bring drama in from other seasons.
I just need Nene and Kim.
Yeah, so I feel like that. Predictions, when Kim comes, the fireworks are going to start. Kim and Nene.
Yeah, so that'll be great. I think Portia and Lauren are going to end up beefing in their little living space. I do believe that.
Mm-hmm. I definitely see the beef, but I'm sure we're going to be fine by the end of the episode. I kind of think Kim might pop up next episode. I don't know. I just feel like the Soul Train thing is a perfect, like, entrance for her to come in and just, like, be Kim.
What do you mean Soul Train?
That's the episode next week. They're having a Soul Train party.
Oh, perfect.
Can't wait to see that. I just want to see Sheree stir the pot again, but I want to see positive improvements, but this is a reality show. Nothing's ever positive, so it is what it is. So that's it for this show. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World. And my panelists are so shady. Let's shout that out.
I'm
again.
Drew Jones. You can follow me on everything at OK Drew J.
I'm Erica Edwards. You can follow me everywhere at Erica D. Edwards.
Hi, guys. Leanne Castile. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. And check out Curb Your Enthusiasm right now, 10 o'clock on HBO. I have like a tiny little smidgy part. Watch me. Watch me.
And we want to thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you give us that 5-star rating. You can follow us on SoundCloud, Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we will be back next week with all the shade and all that tea being spilled. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.